This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. While European leaders have reached a new financial rescue plan for Greece, people on the streets of Athens are still faced with their own challenges, like getting access to the money that makes their lives and the daily Greek economy work. And in a world where banks have been closed, more Greeks are using technology to get access to the cash they need. Marketplace host Kai Rizdal has been on the ground in Athens reporting on the crisis this week, and he joins me from there. Kai, how are you?
I'm good, Ben. I'm good.
What's the status of cash machines there? Have you been in line for an ATM? You have, right?
I have. As you know, the banks here are closed, and it is not uncommon to see 20 or 30 people in line to get their money out. What's really interesting is I've had some people tell me that they see people in front of them with, you know, like three or four cards, like they've been deputized by the family to go to the bank for that day and just cycle those cards in and out and get as many euros out as they can. So people are coping here, I think, is what you'd say.
The political wrangling seemed to be creating some new interest in alternative routes for moving capital around, not cash machines, but online banking, PayPal, even some interest in Bitcoin. Have the people you've been talking to been thinking about this stuff or using it?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of Bitcoin chit-chat actually out on the streets. I think it's the monetary theorists who are talking about that, who are hoping they'll get lucky and maybe strike it rich with Bitcoin here. I don't know. But I was talking to an economist at the University of Athens the other day. His name is Panagiros Alexakis. And he was telling me how it's actually a good thing that there are capital controls in place, that it's a good thing that banks are closed, because it's convincing people to switch to web banking. I myself, he said, am now getting into web banking. And this guy's an economist and he was on the board of the stock exchange here. So, you know, necessity drives invention, I guess.
Nothing like a little bit of a financial crisis to nudge people into the 21st century.
I think that's exactly right. People are finding these coping mechanisms because, make no mistake, it's rough here. Unemployment's at 25%. If not for the tourists here in downtown Athens, I don't know what would be going on. So people are doing what they got to do.
Kai Rizdal, host of Marketplace. Kai, thank you very much, man.
You bet.